flavor's all yours when you call for Philip Morris. So clean, so fresh, so pure, it's America's finest cigarette. Johnny presents the Rudy Valley Show.
My time is your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he comes, our own Johnny in red coat and brass buttons. Johnny with his famous call for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. So clean, so fresh, so pure. Tonight, Johnny presents the Rudy Valley Show, spotlighting this week Alan Young, Doris Day, Benny Kruger's Orchestra, and the Karl Marx Orff.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Everybody, this is Rudy Valley. This is our first curtain of the new year, and we raise it with a musical flourish steeped in sunshine. California sunshine, that is. One of my favorite places in the Sunshine Coast. Meet me in Monterey.
Meet me in Monterey, beside the bay. We'll have lots of fun. You'll find the blues passé in Monterey. You'll lose them in the sun. They say the angels stay in Monterey because they love it too. So put your cares away. Meet me in Monterey where dreams come true.
Meet me in Monterey beside the bay, and we'll have lots of fun. You'll find the blues passé in Monterey. Lose them in the sun. They say the angels stay in Monterey because they love it too. So put your cares away. Meet me in Monterey where dreams come true.
Meet me in Monterey by the bay, and we'll have lots of fun.
You'll find the blues passé in Monterey.
You'll lose them in the sun.
They say the angels stay in Monterey
because they love it too. So put your cares away. Meet me in Monterey where dreams come.
Alan Young is the young boy from Canada who has made good in such a big way in such a short time. Since his last appearance on our Philip Morris show, we have received such demand for a return engagement that we bring him to you again tonight. Anything can and probably will happen as we bring you Alan Young.
Thank you, Rudy, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Alan, as we say in dear old Canada, cheerio, Dean, and how have you been? Tip top, old fellow?
Oh, same, old breath.
Please. Alan, since you were last on the program, I saw the picture of Marjorie, and I want to say how much I enjoyed you.
Oh, thank you, Rudy, and that's why I'm here tonight, Rudy. I'd like to do a dramatic play.
A dramatic play? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a radio version of that great drama, 2 years Before the Mast. And I figured since you were an old gob and I was an old gob, we could gab.
Alan, I'd be glad to do it. And I know that everybody in the show would be glad to help out. Why, we could even get our guest, Doris Day, perhaps, to take a part.
Doris Day? A girl? Was she an old salt?
Oh, sure. Just look at that shaker.
Yeah.
She's a lovely girl.
That girl.
And a very fine singer.
That singer.
Doris, this is Alan Young.
Hello, Alan. Alan, Don't you think I'd be good in your place?
It's just that I didn't want any love in my play.
Well, you've got to have love. Why, in France, it's always amour toujours amour. Isn't amour important in America?
Oh, sure. It's just as big a company as Swift.
No, Alan, Doris means that she should play the part of the girl you love.
Yes. After all, you're a man and I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Your father was a man and your mother was a woman.
Gee, habit forming, isn't it?
I'll show you that I can play the part, Alan Young. Here, let me take you in my arms.
No, 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 Doris, please. No, stop hugging me. Doris, please! You're bending my pocket comb.
Alan, it's all settled. After Doris has a go at a number, we'll do your version of 2 years before the mast. Now Doris Day brings not only the loveliness of her personal self, and believe me, she is an eyeful, but her way with a song, because so many of you enjoyed her when she appeared here on our stage 3 weeks ago. While Mr. Kruger warms up a musical introduction, Miss Day steps in all her glorious beauty into our spotlight.
Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day. Just sit and play gin rummy. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet that make your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And any time that you desire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away.
Now, smokers, I offer a friendly challenge, which I sincerely hope you will accept in the friendly spirit in which it is given. First, let's agree. No matter what cigarette you smoke now, that cigarette, in your opinion, is a good cigarette. Otherwise, you wouldn't smoke it. Now, here's the challenge. Try Philip Morris and test Philip Morris against the cigarette you are now smoking. Test it for taste. Notice the taste, so clean, so fresh, so pure, that makes Philip Morris so good to smoke. Test it for flavor. Notice the full, rich, natural flavor in Philip Morris that comes of the world's finest tobaccos. Test it for pleasure. Pure smoking pleasure. Notice how every moment with Philip Morris is a moment of perfect relaxation. Yes, test Philip Morris point for point with the cigarette you're smoking now. Compare. Compare critically for taste, for flavor, for smoking pleasure. And you, too, will join the millions who call for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Always better. Better always.
All right, Alan. On with the play.
Thank you, Rudy. As I told you, I've chosen this play advisedly. And you'll notice I use the word advisedly. Thank you. Here it is. 2 years before the mast. Trumpet fanfare. The musical arrangements are by Flash Gordon. It's a beautiful day for sailing as we prepare to shove off. So leaving the slip, we board the sloop where we sit on the poop with our pop. Isn't that a pip? And so it is that our good ship, the SS, SOS, sets sail from Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado?
Very rough voyage. During the first 1,000 miles, the waves were as high as the Rocky Mountains. Come to think of it, they were the Rocky Mountains. For 3 months, the ship goes on sailing, sailing.
As we look in on the ship, Captain Young is in his cabin making his daily entry in the ship's log.
Scratchy pen. Dear log, 3 months and no land sighted. The situation is serious. Even the stowaways are complaining about the food. The men are so desperate for food, I had to pass a new rule. If anybody's caught burping, we take an immediate count of the crew. Let's see. I wonder what time it is. Oh, first mate, what time is it?
6 bells. Now, 6 bells.
You sure?
Yes, now.
Fine. 6 bells?
6 bells.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye. I still don't know what time it is.
Captain, you better watch out for the men. They're thinking of mutiny.
Mutiny? Oh, speak to those swabs. Listen, you men. I don't like the way things have been going on this ship, see? And especially, I don't like the things I've been finding in the suggestion box. Take this one. It says, Dear Captain, drop dead. Who wrote this thing?
I did, Captain.
Give that man 20 lashes and a box of Snickers.
Anybody like to try for 24? Where is my bosun, three-toed valley?
Here I am, Captain. Avast, sir. You're ho, with a bottle of Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Well, the vagabond lubber.
Captain, I want to report a stowaway. I discovered a beautiful young girl.
Oh, a young girl. How did you find her?
In the hold.
When?
Yesterday.
Well, how come you didn't tell me till today?
I couldn't break the hold.
Couldn't break the hold. Well, take that woman and put her in irons in my cabin. And as for you, Valley, I'm disgusted. Here we spend 3 months skirting this land, and you do vice versa. Valley. Ah, this lonely sea. Valley, you go below.
Below what?
I don't know. That sailor talk.
Oh, Captain! Captain!
What is it, mate, mate?
There's a hurricane coming toward us at 6 o'clock.
Why worry now? It's only 2:30. I better take a sounding. First mate, how deep is the water?
12 feet.
12 feet, aye, aye. Now, how deep is it outside the boat?
Captain.
What is it, bosun?
I want to report to you about the mizzen mast.
What about the mizzen mast?
It's mizzen.
It's mizzen. Oh, what a storm. Stand by.
Captain Young, there's trouble astern. The helm is caught in the sails. What do we do?
Get the helm out of there. We need some action. Jab the jib. Cast off the forecastle. Put the barnacles in the bin and the binnacles in the barn.
Captain. Captain, the ship is lost.
Huh?
The ship is lost. We'll have to send out an SOS.
How do you spell it? Oh! All right, everybody, into the lifeboats. Women and captains first. And so we landed on the peaceful little island. The principal industry of this island is agriculture. They grow grass skirts for hula dancers. And in the evening, it's a pleasure to sit back and watch the natives rotate their crops. But suddenly, we find out the natives are cannibals. As the cannibal chief approaches, we can see he doesn't feel very well. Must have been somebody he ate. Dr. Livingston, I presume. He walks up to me and he says...
Hobanini, hobanini, hobanini.
Gee, what are you, half-caste?
No, miscast.
Miscast. Oh, well, look, I didn't mean to drop in just at dinner time, so I guess I'd best be getting along.
Ah, so you're afraid? You want to run away? Yeah.
We didn't rehearse it like that. I don't know. Me run away? I haven't got a cowardly bone in my body. But there's some flesh I'm not so sure of.
You can't get away. I'm champion runner of the islands, and I eat men like you for breakfast.
That's me, the breakfast of champions. Look, Chief, you can't eat me. I'm Alan Young.
I leave it up to my daughter, Pom Pom. Hmm? If she kisses you, you go free. If she doesn't kiss you, then we eat Chinese food.
Chinese food?
Egg Foo Young.
Young.
I will call my daughter, oh, Pom Pom, Pom Pom, Pom Pom.
Oh, those drums are driving me mad.
Are you calling me, Papa? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, you are so shy. Let me run my fingers through your hair.
Now, please, Pom Pom.
On this island, love turns the wheels of progress. Huh? Love, she brightens your life. Huh? Love, she is the master of your soul.
In America, does everything.
I am going to kiss you.
Yeah?
Have you ever been kissed before?
Only by my mother.
By your mother? Come a little closer. Now, what do you say to that?
Poor old Pop. And so after being kissed by the princess, I was free to leave, and brokenheartedly set sail from the beautiful island. And as my raft put out to the setting sun, we turn our eyes shoreward and wave a fond farewell to the beautiful native girl. And from the distance, we can hear her voice wafting on the wind, giving us the traditional farewell salute of the islands.
Hit the road, you bum!
And once again, the lovely voice of that beautiful native girl, Doris Day, singing, Life Can Be Beautiful.
My life was never like a story. No happy ending was in view. But now a miracle has happened. The way I feel is all so new. Life can be beautiful. How do I know? Somebody beautiful just told me so. Life can be summertime when it's really fall. Love can come anytime at all. Nights can be heavenly. Take nights like these. What makes them heavenly? Only your kiss. Through all these many years, guess I always knew that life could be
was a radio commentator who first brought home the thought to me as I heard him say, there is one man who everyone should remember after the holiday season is over, and he is the mailman. And it would only be if we were to lose the regular delivery of that precious part of our lives known as our mail. Only that would bring home to us just what these faithful, loyal servants of our great United States give to us in the positive assurance of all the things that they deliver, regardless of weather or the hardships involved in their daily delivery. To paraphrase Mr. Churchill, few public servants bring so much to so many for so little compensation. The composition I'm about to deliver bespeaks of one type of postman little known to most of you, but an important part of the lives of those who live in the country, the rural free delivery mail carrier. This is the story of Jeb Simmons, RFD number one. The composition, I Carry the Mail. Jeb Simmons, RFD number three, that's me. Every day, rain or shine in my flivver, I deliver along Route 29. Friendship Town, way down east, 98 families, farmers and folks, all asking one question. Hey, Jeb, hey, have you anything for me today? Am I drafted yet? Did my store teeth come? Can't eat, you know. Where's my calico? Did you bring my pension check? Heck, nothing today. Nothing, you say? Nothing for you today. Might think it was a crime. I can't bring him something every time. Take me. I never did fret about a letter, except a bill. A letter's just another red light. Means I gotta stop again. Rural free delivery. RFD. Humph. Roast in the summer, freeze in the winter, drown in the spring. Someday I'm gonna start driving and never stop. Someday. Shucks. Sounds like I don't care for this job, but I do. $77.50 a month. Folks glad to see me coming through. Gosh, guess I'm lucky. I carry the mail, and every day the same old way I go, over the hills bringing the mail. I'm only a guy, not much on books, still less on looks, but I never ask why, just carry the mail. Box one, Charlie Brown, laziest critter in this whole town. Listen to him squawk. An awful misery in my gizzard. You bring my tonic, Jeb, you listen? Box two, Widow Jones. Six kids, aching bones aplenty. Yet she don't complain. Jeb, you come just in the nick of time. That Sears Roebuck catalog looks mighty fine. Box five, box six, box seven, box eight, nine, 10, 11, box 13. Schoolhouse and lovely Mary Green. Smarter gal as she can be. Teaches the kids their ABC. Lucky little kids. Wish I were a kid again. Boy, I'd sure be that teacher's pet. She's pretty and sweet from the tips of her feet to the top of her golden hair. She doesn't know that I love her. She doesn't know that I care. Her smile is so true and her eyes are so blue. My heart seems to skip a beat. I'd give the world if she loved me. She is so pretty and sweet. Never told Mary how I feel. Never could somehow. Besides, she's going away any day now to teach in a big school. Got a letter right here in my bag telling her she's hired probably. Gosh, I wish I didn't have to deliver it. Wish she didn't have to go. Well, here I am. Hello, Mary. Lovely day. Kids behaving? You sure got away with them, I'll say. A letter? I'll look. Look. There it is, plain as the cover on a book. Golly, Mary, don't see nothing for you. Stop stalling, Jebediah. Hand it over, you old liar. Don't seem to be a blessed thing for you. Sorry, maybe tomorrow. Don't hurt her to wait one more day, will it? It's no sin. It gives me a chance to see her again. And time to think, providing I can. Meanwhile, we're on our way, delivering the mail as always. Almost, that is, box 47, 48, 49. That's Captain Pine. Must be 90 if he's a day. Old and full of dreams. Curious how old folks get that way. Shucks, what am I saying? I'm not old yet, just 42. Not dreaming, neither. Sky's blue, temperature 89. Whew, it's hot. Thermometer's high, and I'm wondering why in the old Harry I kept that letter hid for Mary. Let's see. Could be they don't want her down Boston way. No, she's got to go. Told me so t'other day. Then I said, we'll sure miss you, Mary. Now, here it's queer. Who's we, says she, and looks sort of funny at me. What she mean by that, anyhow? Wish I understood women. They just don't make sense. Never did, not from the beginning. Look out, Rooster. Look out, Jeb. Three more boxes. Two, one, I'm done. Bag's empty. Well, tis, it ain't. Mary's letter on the fork in the road. Which? Better decide quick, Jeb. Decide? Tain't for me to say. Government decided that the day they said deliver, Jeb. Yes, deliver. I carry the mail. Up and down old Friendship Town I go, sleet, rain, or hail, carry the mail. So back we go, back to box 13, schoolhouse in Mary Green. Car's got wings now, back in no time at all, it seems. School's out, and there she is. Mary, could I have a word with you? Fact is, sort of careless like today. didn't see your letter till I got fur in my way. Here it is. Hope you don't mind the delay. She's opening it. Reckon you'll be leaving soon. She's reading fast. Maybe by the end of June, she's through. Not much here for a girl like you. Looks kind of sad. News bad? Like she might cry. Why, she is crying. Mary, Mary dear. How'd that slip out? I wonder if she heard. They don't want you? They do? Then why do you cry? Gosh, I'm a dumb guy. What's that you're saying? What is it I can't see? That it ain't friendship nor main you mind leaving? It's me? Jeb Simmons? Me? Oh, gee, Mary. Gee!
Because you smoke for pleasure, taste, relaxation, we of Philip Morris say this. You'll never know how really grand a cigarette can taste, how downright enjoyable and flavor-rich a cigarette can be, until you've tried Philip Morris. So call for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Philip Morris, so clean, so fresh, so pure. Always better. Better always.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. So you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet dreams you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again. Well, here it is time to say goodnight again, but before so doing, I would like to thank Alan Young and Doris Day for being with us tonight, and Benny Kruger my thanks for the splendid accompaniment, and I carry the mail. We hope you'll all be with us next week when we welcome Margot and Eddie Albert, Ken Card, and the Mulcahys, the Harmonica Mulcahys, with Benny Kruger's orchestra and the Karl Mayer Chorus. So until then, this is Rodolfo Valli saying au revoir, hasta la vista, and good night.
Here I am again, Johnny, inviting you to try Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Try them, and you'll buy them from now on, yes.
And remember, the flavor's all yours when you call for Philip Morris. So clean, so fresh, so pure. Always better tasting, better smoking, better for you in every way. So goodbye, Johnny. See you next week. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Ken Niles inviting you to join Rudy Valli again next week when he will present Margot and Eddie Albert, Ken Card and the Mulcahys, with Benny Kruger's orchestra and the Karl Mayer Chorus. Alan Young appeared through the courtesy of Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana and Minute Rub. Pipe smokers, at ease. Take five. Take Revelation. Yes, enjoy Revelation pipe tobacco, a blend of five glorious tobaccos. Load up, light up, and take five. Take Revelation.
All for the cast.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.